Well, Carl, thanks for joining us after that one. What's your views?
Just a fantastic again. You know, we've started on something that probably started in the Handsworth game. And that's instilling belief in the players, because they were feeling hurt, they were feeling down, feeling criticised, quite rightly, because of some of the performances. But, you know, they've shown the strength of character, they've shown that they're a strong group, they believe in each other, they believe in us as a management and a staff. And it's another special night in FC United's history. You know, it's up there, it's probably up there, to be fair, with your likes of Rochdale and things like that. But look back, it was obviously resolute in the second half, but we kind of got the shape right, didn't go chasing too much, but we need everybody and everything to go our way, and you know, that's going to be something that we'll need throughout the rest of the season to keep on this upward curve.
Now, obviously, going into this game, you know, Stockport County was a game of two halves. They weren't as offensive as they were in the first half at Edgeley Park.
Yeah.
And FC, I think, were growing in confidence. But then the sending in offs happens.
Yeah.
What's your views on the Matty Hughes one?
I think it's more of a yellow card. You know, I'm not going to criticise a referee about it because he's seen it. The rules nowadays are, if it's a foul outside the box and he's in it, he's last man, then it is it's a straight red card. Obviously, if it's wider, I just thought that Lloyd was probably going to get there, you know, because he picked the ball up pretty quickly afterwards. That's without a slide, so I thought Lloyd was going to get there, and I thought if the referee had taken that into account, it would have been a yellow card, but it wasn't. Yeah, it's one of them. The Michael Connor on the first booking, yes, Michael's got to be more disciplined and stand up, but the first booking, he's let the game run for 2 or 3 minutes, so that's a long time to think about it. And I think he made up his mind at the time. He didn't touch the lad has got out of the way. Michael's obviously come in at a bit fair rate of knots, but the kid got out of the way, you know. And I think it was more an obstruction one rather than a yellow card. And then obviously the last one, I think he has got to stay on his feet.
So at that point, it's Quan all over again. And like Quan, there's a fair few heroes out on the pitch. We could obviously go through a lot of names. Greaves scored a Phil Power goal.
Yeah. Luckily, well, it's not as tragic, the feeling inside the stomach. It's one of elation today. So, it's... Every single one of them, I thought. Zach Corbett, Danny Brady, were absolutely immense. Callum Mantak, for a young lad, yep, great experience for him. You know, when he's loaned up, he'll go back to Oldham with his, you know, all that experience under his belt.
And Irwin as well, we should say.
Steve Irwin, yeah, has been fantastic. I think he was struggling with it with his hips, so I don't know whether crocodiles bit him or something, but. He had ice on his hips at half time, and then I think so in the second half. But there was no way he was coming off. A fantastic attitude, and you can tell by the levels that he's played at, you know, he's just like a really good pro.
And obviously, when you've got when you've only got 9 men, there's going to be chances created for the opposition, and there were several, and they were expertly saved by
Lloyd. Yeah. Fantastic, absolutely. You know, that's it'll do Lloyd good. Do Lloyd the world of good. You know, new to non-league football, and probably never experienced a game like that. So all these things, you know, forget about these lads. He's still quite young. Well, quite a lot of them are of the right age, and they're only going to grow from this experience.
And lastly, there is a bit of the after the Lord Mayor's parade when it comes to North Ferriby, because obviously you've gone from this to North Ferriby, a very, very important game. What are you likely to do now in training on Thursday after such a long hard night?
Ice baths.
Have you got enough tubs?
It'll be a light session. Some lads won't even train, but yeah, it'll be a light session, and we'll look to another tough trip, but one that we can go into and make sure we don't let ourselves down. We can't let any form of complacency come anywhere near the group, and you know that's what we'll be striving to achieve.
And a special mention for the crowd tonight as well.
Amazing, you know, and that's what we need, that's what this football club is all about. It's all about the supporters. and as long as they can see them, as they have done, they've seen the lads putting a shift in for them tonight, and they'll repay it back in spades, and you know, onwards and upwards on that front.
Well, Carl, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks, mate.